我们请弟兄姊妹再打开以弗所书第一章。
We ask brothers and sisters to turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我要把这节圣经啊重复的读一遍。
I want to repeat reading this passage.
就是第三节。
And particularly verse 3.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
我们再请弟兄姊妹看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn also to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
我们从二十节读到二十三节。
We'll read from verse 20 to verse 23.
神说，谁要多多滋生有生命的物，要有雀鸟飞在地面以上，天空之中，神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物，各从其类，又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类。神看着是好的，神就赐福给这一切说滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上，有晚上有早晨，是第五日。
And God said, Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind.And God saw that it was good. God blessed them all and said, Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day.
二十七节和二十八节。
Verse 27 and 28.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们。又对他们说要生养众多遍满地面治理这地要管理海里的鱼空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物
So God created man in his own image In the image of God he created him Male and female he created them God blessed them and said to them Be fruitful and increase in number Fill the earth and subdue it Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the airand over every living creature that moves on the ground.
第二章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 3.
天地万物都造齐了。到第七日神造物的功已经完毕。就在第七日歇了他一切的功安息了。神赐福给第七日定为圣日。因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的功就安息了。
Thus the heaven and earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
今天早晨呢，我想要和弟兄姊妹啊，来交通蒙神祝福的条件。
This morning, I would like to share with brothers and sisters the condition to receive the blessing of God.
我想讲到祝福啊，我们在世界上每一个人都喜欢祝福。
I think when we talk about blessing, every person in the world will love it.
啊，我们不仅喜欢人祝福我们，我们也喜欢祝福别人。
We like people to bless us. We also like to bless others.
但是呢，大多数的祝福呢，可能呢。有的是一点点物质上的好处。
But most blessing maybe it's just some material things in this earth.
啊，其他呢，可能都是一些好听的话。
But others maybe it's just words that sound good.
啊，我们有很多的时候，我们说愿你平安。
Many times we say peace be with you.
啊，不一定有平安。
But not necessarily have peace.
我们愿你快乐。
May you have a joy.
也不一定有快乐。
But not necessarily happy.
啊。我们愿你健康
May you have health.
但是不一定有健康,
and not necessarily you have health.
但是我们人呢, 很喜欢听这些话,
but we like to hear these kind of words.
所以在圣经里面,
so in the Bible,
在罗马书第16章, 使徒保罗告诉我们,
in Romans 16, Apostle Paul had told us,
地上人的这些祝福啊, 被称作是花言巧语,
and the world would say that this is only lip service.
啊, 我觉得哈, 我们中国人的用字啊, 实在是, 非常的奇妙
But I think that Chinese really know how to use their words.
啊, 什么叫花言呢?
What is flowery words?
我们中国人讲就舌灿莲花, 有的人怎么一开口啊, 就好像一朵花。
And when you say something, it's like a flower.
或者说呢, 我们一开口啊, 别人就心花怒放。
Or maybe when you say something, people will have a flowerful heart.
要不然就是很多巧妙的言语。
Maybe a lot of words that's so twisted.
我觉得西方人也是这样。
I think Westerners are the same.
当他们不会说的时候呢,
when they know how to speak,
很简单, 又到这个market里面去买, 各式各样不同的卡片。
They just go to the market and buy different kind of cards.
适用各式各样不同的情况, 对吧?
And use different situations.
结婚的, 这个毕业的, 升官的, 发财的,
there's wedding, there's graduation, any kind of incidents.
连呢,人死了也有祝福的话。
And even when a person died, there's words of blessing.
那我们晓得这些呢, 只不过是一些表面上的一种安慰或者是一种的愿望。
We know that this is only a hope on the outside.
那不是一个实际。
It's not practical.
我们知道我们的神 是祝福的神,
we know our God is a God of blessing.
因为我们的神实在是太丰富了,
because He is so abundant.
他乐意让他所创造的人呢, 来分享他的这许多的,
He wants the people He has created to share this good things.
我们都知道在基督徒的生活里面,
we know that in our life, Christian life, we cannot lack any blessing from God.
所以我们常常祷告, 都求神祝福我们。
So we'll pray and ask God to bless us.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道我们的神是乐意祝福我们。
We know our God wants to bless us.
所以那个祝福呢, 乃是出自于神心中的喜悦。
And this blessing is coming from His heart.
刚才我们读的, 以弗所书第一章告诉我们,
earlier we read from Ephesians chapter 1.
我们的神是我们的父亲。
Our God is our Father.
他愿意把诸天界里面所有一切的福分, 都祝福我们。
He wants to give us all the blessing in the heavenly realm.
但是呢, 我们知道, 这个祝福呢, 是神心中喜悦的一种的, 赐给。
And this is something He loved in His heart.
什么是神心中最大的喜悦呢?
So what is the greatest desire of God?
你们读这个四福音书的时候,
when we read the four Gospels,
记得神曾经有几次, 在那里宣告他心中的喜悦。
And God had proclaimed His love in His heart. And that is in His Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的父亲曾经说, 这是我的爱子, 是我所最喜悦的, 对吧?
And He had proclaimed, this is my beloved Son, whom I love.
所以因此呢, 神要把他的祝福赐下来,
so God wants to give His blessings to us.
必须在基督里。
Must be in Christ.
因为基督是他心中最喜悦的。
Because Christ is what He desired the most.
所以也可以说这是神祝福我们的最大的一个条件。
And we can say that this is the biggest requirement.
我们也感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
当他说他爱我们,
when He said He loved us,
他愿意祝福我们的时候,
He wants to bless us.
他的确把他的儿子舍了。
And He had given His Son.
所以他的儿子曾经到地上来, 道成肉身成为人。
So His Son became flesh, became man.
在十字架上为我们完成救恩,
and accomplished the salvation on the cross.
这是神赐福的一个具体的表现。
This is a practical revealing of His love.
那弟兄姊妹我们晓得, 我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后,
we Christians know that after we are saved,
我们已经在基督的里面,
we are in Christ,
我们已经在神所赐福的这个范围里面,
we are under the boundary of His blessings.
但是呢, 圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
虽然你今天已经在基督里面,
even though you are in Christ now,
你还需要知道啊, 神在基督里面怎么样把这个祝福能够赏赐下来。
We need to know how God will give us the blessing.
我们晓得神爱我们是没有条件。
We know that God loves us without any condition.
在圣经里面给我们看见神什么样的人都可以爱。
And we can see that God will love all kind of people.
所以使徒约翰说神爱世人啊，这个是没有什么界限。
And so the Apostle John said, God loved the world with no requirement.
所以神降雨给好人，降雨给坏人。
So he will give rain to the good people and to the bad people.
造义人也造歹人。
And he'll call the righteous and unrighteous.
这个是神爱，这个不算祝福。
And this is the love that he had not
blessed. 但是神如果要祝福我们的话呢？
But God wants to bless us.
是有一些的条件。
There's some requirement.
就在基督里面，弟兄姊妹们，我们还需要知道一些特殊的一些条件。
We need to have this special, we know this special requirement.
这样你就知道在神面前的生活如何能够常常从神那里得到他的祝福。
So that we will know how to receive the blessing in our daily lives.
这里呢，我们也要顺便的说一下。
And I want to mention something along
here. 你要得到神的祝福啊。
If you want to receive the blessing of God,
不在乎我们人的努力。
It's not something we need to struggle for.
也不在乎我们的热忱。
Or the heart that we have.
也不在乎我们的恩赐。
Not according to our talent.
虽然这些东西都是好的。
Even though these things are good.
但是这些呢，不是引进神在他儿子里祝福我们的条件。
But these do not lead us into the requirement of the blessing.
因为今天有很多基督徒啊，他们以为说我们努力一点，我们热忱一点，我们多的来服侍就有了。
And sometimes we think we will be more diligent, we will come and then we will serve more than we will receive.
其实呢，神祝福我们呢，不需要我们这么辛苦。
But God will bless us, we do not to be that diligent.
我们只要能履行神所要求的条件。
We only need to fulfill the conditions that God has required.
弟兄姊妹们，祝福自然就领到。
And the blessing will come naturally.
所以今天早晨呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹们来交通这个到底神在基督里啊，他怎样能让这些祝福能临到我们
？So today I want to share about how we can fulfill this condition so the blessing will come.
当我们读创世纪的时候啊
，As we were reading Genesis，
啊，我们会发现很奇妙的。
We find that something very amazing.
神在这七天的创造里面
，In the 7 days of His creation，
神已经把那个祝福的条件呢摆在其中。
He put the condition of the blessing in there.
刚才我们读的这个创世纪第一章
Earlier we read from Genesis chapter 1
当神在那里创造水中的鱼和其中的生物的时候
As God was creating the fish in the sea and other creatures
还有神呢创造天空的飞鸟和其中的这些生物的时候
And then the birds in the sky and all the other creatures
神不仅看着是很好
Not only God saw that it was good
下面接着他就说什么神就赐福给这一切
And God blessed them he said
那弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters
我们看见神当初创造时创造了很多其他的生物对不对
We saw that God had created many different creatures
为什么只有创造鱼和鸟的时候呢神特别祝福呢
Why did God only bless when he created the fish and the birds
难道神也跟我们有很多人一样很喜欢养鱼养鸟吗
So God wants to raise a lot of fish and birds.
神没有说祝福其他的生物，就特别祝福这个鱼和特别祝福这个鸟。
And God did not bless other things, but only especially on the birds and the fish.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神在这里这样的说法是有他的用意的。
I think God has His meaning here.
那从属灵的意义上面来讲的话呢，我想我们就比较容易领会。
And from the spiritual meaning, maybe we can understand.
因为这个鱼和鸟啊，这两种的生物呢，代表着生命的两种不同的特性。
Because the birds and the fish represent two different characteristics.
一般来讲的话呢，我们都讲这个鱼呢，代表着得胜的生命。
And the fish usually represent a life of victory.
这个鸟呢，代表着属天的生命。
And the birds represent the life from heaven.
我想我们从这样领会，我们就知道，难怪神要祝福他们。
Maybe we can then understand God would want to bless them.
因为在圣经中间，有时候水呢预表着死亡。
And sometimes in the Bible, the water represents death.
所以这个鱼呢，在水里面的话呢， 它就可以自由的这个行动。
But the fish can live within the water.
死亡越高涨，弟兄姊妹，这个鱼呢就越活。
And the more the water, the more the depth, the fish is more alive.
所以呢，这个鱼呢，它预表的乃是一个这一个得胜的生命。
So the fish represent a life of victory.
啊，我想如果论到这个吃海鲜的话，我想恐怕是我们中国人呢、啊，最专长啊。
And I think if we talk about eating the seafood, our Chinese is an expert in it.
我记得1973年我刚到美国的时候。
I remember when I arrived in the United States in 1973, I went to Chinatown.
哎呀，很多这个广东菜馆的门口都贴着这个生猛生猛啊。
And there's this Cantonese food, a lot of live seafood.
啊，那个我开头不大懂，我想他们里面这个到底是什么东西啊。
And I didn't quite understand, I don't know what it contained.
啊，后来我才晓得，哦，这个广东人这个吃海鲜非常的讲究。
I know that later on Cantonese they are very picky in eating these.
啊，意思就是他吃那个活的，吃那个新鲜的。
They need to eat the live one, the fresh one.
啊，他们的用词啊，这个很传神，啊，用生猛啊，对。
And they will use this word as they are lively.
啊，那我们晓得这个鱼虾如果过了时就不新鲜。
We know that the fish and the shrimp after die then it's not fresh.
我记得从前在台湾的时候啊
I remember when I was in Taiwan
那个我们中国人有很多人喜欢吃这个鳝鱼对吧黄鳝
And Chinese like to eat this 鱼
但是这个黄鳝呢它有一个这个习性呢就是很懒很懒散
But the 鱼 we know that is very lazy
所以你如果那个卖鱼的呢弄了一大桶的黄鳝在那里啊
So if you have a whole bunch of 鱼 there
那个上面的有时候还活着，下面的就通通压死了。
And on this above on the top, then might be live, but then on the bottom they die.
所以这个卖鱼的人呢，他很聪明。
So those who sell the fish, they are very clever.
因为他知道，如果卖这些死鱼的话呢，没有什么人要，大家要吃新鲜的呢。
And if they cannot sell the dead one, everybody want the fresh one.
所以常常呢，这个一桶的这个黄鳝里面呢，他就抓几条这个泥鳅放在里面。
So in this bucket of the eel, they will put some worms in there.
这个泥鳅呢，我们晓得啊，它是一分钟都不停的。
You know the worms will never stop.
啊，它这个就这么在那个桶里面这么上上下下这么钻。
They will go up and down within this bucket.
那么这样的话呢，就会保持呢那一桶的这个黄鳝的鱼啊里面不会死。
So it will so make the eel will not die.
所以他们可以卖这个新鲜的黄鳝鱼。
So they can sell this fresh eel.
弟兄姊妹们，当我看见了他们这个卖鱼的这种情况，我就想到教会了。
So when I see that they are selling you, I thought about the church.
好像在教会里面大对不起啊，弟兄姊妹，你原谅我这样讲。嗯，大多数弟兄姊妹好像都是黄鳝。
And seems that most Christians are the eel.
我们在侍奉上都是要推一下动一下，对不对
？As we push, then we move a little.
所以因此教会里面呢，很多的同工们呢，负责弟兄们呢，他们就变成了这个泥鳅了。
So a lot of co-worker staff and they become the worms.
所以你看见他们就拼命的拱啊，天天在那拱啊。
So they will be moving every day.
这个我看有的教会呢，因为黄鳝太多。
Some churches may have too many eels.
所以到最后泥鳅都被压死。
And the worms are die because they're precious.
所以弟兄姊妹们。这个鱼呢，乃是代表这个得胜的生命。
So this fish represents the life of victory.
啊，今天呢，神喜欢呢，他的儿女们呢，充满生命。
So we all, God wants the children to be lively.
你记得吗？当你承认耶稣基督的那一天
，Remember when you acknowledge Christ on that day?
你得着了什么
？What did you receive?
你要记得们得着什么了
？What did you receive? Do you remember?
得着一个新生命，对不对
？To receive a new life.
信耶稣是得新生命。
If you believe in Jesus, then you'll receive the new life.
这个意思就很清楚了。从开头的时候，神就希望怎么样，把这个生命给你。
This is very clear. In the beginning, God wants to give you the new life.
那个意思就告诉你，以后呢，你就要活在这个新生命里面。
But later on, you need to live within this new life.
应该天天都是活的。
Every day, then you'll be alive.
啊, 基督徒都应该天天都是活的。
We Christians should be alive every day.
啊, 当我们能够充满着生命的时候,
when we are filled with life,
弟兄姊妹们, 神的祝福就自然临到。
The blessing of God will come.
神喜欢祝福那个有生命的地方。
God wants to bless the lively one.
啊, 所以因此呢, 我们在教会里面呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们所说的话应该是活的言语。
So in church, when we speak, those words should be lively.
你不要以为说, 哎呀, 这个, 圣经的话呢, 我能背住啊, 我就整天, 嘴巴里读圣经的话, 那就是属灵, 不是,
Don't think that if you can memorize all the words from the Bible, then you become spiritual.
我有一个弟兄啊, 碰见一个弟兄很可爱。
I have a brother, he's very lovely.
我每次打电话给他的时候啊,
Every time I call him,
或者他打电话给我的时候,
or when he called me,
你那个电话一拿起来, 我就一听啊,
When I pick up the phone, when I listen,
他那边就说的, 愿颂赞荣耀归于,
and he would say, Praise be to God the Father, and so on.
哦, 他就是背了一大套啊,
and he will recite the whole passage.
所以每次我拿起电话, 我要很有耐心啊, 在那里听啊,
so when I pick up the phone, I need to be patient and listen.
因为他以为说呢, 我多讲神的话, 这个就是好的,
so he thought that if I speak of words of God more, then it's good.
弟兄姊妹们, 在教会中间呢, 这个满有生命的话, 是解开的言语。
And brother and sister, in the church, and those who are living is those words that are opened up.
满有生命的话, 是有膏油的言语。
And those words with life is with is anointed.
所以我们今天说话要顺着膏油啊，顺着神的膏油来讲话，就有生命。
So today we need to speak according to the anointment of Christ.
啊，我们的侍奉也是一样。
Similarly, our service is
是个活的侍奉。
It's a living ministry.
我们不在什么方法里，也不在什么制度里面。
We're not under any methods or organization.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们很多时候都被这些方法制度呢，把它捆死了，卡得死死的。
Many times we're bounded by these methods and rules.
啊，神的百姓是在神的跟前应当有活的侍奉，生命的侍奉。
God's people need to have a lively service.
啊，我们常常讲这个，今天呢，因为一个传统下来，已经把这个讲台啊，把它卡死了。
And today a tradition may bound the pulpit.
你有时候你没有办法去改变这个制度，对不对？
And many times it's hard to change those rules.
但是制度可以是死的，人必须是活的。
But the rules may be dead, but the men are alive.
你们有没有听过一个故事啊？这个大音乐家 Mendelssohn 啊。
Have you heard of the musician Mendelssohn?
他有次去一个很大的一个礼拜堂里面呢去参观。
Once he went to a big church to sightsee there.
管会堂人跟他讲说，我们这里有个风情。
And one who was janitor, it was ruling there. He said, "There's this organ."
他说已经被封住300年了。
It's been closed for 300 years.
从来没打开过。
It's never been opened.
啊，这个 Mendelssohn 说啊。 你要不要让我来试试啊?
Mendelssohn said, "Can I try this?"
哎呀，他说恐怕里面都生锈了，很多灰尘。
He said, "Maybe it's all rusted, a lot of dust."
他说没关系，让我试一试。
He said, "It's okay, let me try this."
所以他就打开让他试。
So he opened that up and let him try it.
哇，这个大音乐家上去啊，这个一弹到，哇，这个整个这个礼拜堂里面充满了美妙的音乐。
So he started playing, and the whole church was filled with good music.
弟兄姊妹，乐器是死的，人是活的。
The instrument is dead, but the man is alive.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，不重在你的外表的方法制度上面去讲究。
So today we're not focusing on the methods.
每一个基督徒都应当是活的。
Every Christian should be alive.
就像今天唱诗歌一样啊。
Just like today on the song.
很多年轻人说，哎呀，现在这个诗歌太古老了。
And many young people said, "This songs are too old."
它都几百年了，对不对？
Hundreds of years.
啊，我唱起来没味道。
There's no taste.
所以我们要改变。
So we need to change them.
弟兄姊妹们，等到你改变没多久之后呢，这些也变老的了。
And after you change it, your songs will become old also.
你又需要改变，对不对？
And you need to change again.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒不需要这样改变。
Brothers and sisters, we Christians do not need to change.
如果你是活的。
If you are alive,
啊, 你这是有鱼的生命, 啊,
if you have the life of a fish,
这里越死你就越活, 对不对?
The more dead you are, the more alive you will be.
哎, 你如果是充满了主耶稣基督的那个生命的话呢?
If you are filled with the life of our Lord Jesus Christ,
一首诗歌唱了1000遍,
You can sing the song 1,000 times.
你唱的时候, 人就是蛮有感觉,
and still have feeling with the song.
啊, 你唱的时候, 人就受感动,
and people will be moved.
你唱的时候, 人就会流泪,
and people will shed their tears.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不需要去改变这些东西,
we need to, you do not need to change
啊,
我不说这个改变,
these things.
I'm not saying that no change is good. Some are very good.
但是呢, 我们不要被这个方法制度呢, 限制住,
but we should not be limited by these methods.
我们必须怎么样, 是活的,
we need to be alive.
所以你读旧约圣经的时候啊,
so as we read the Old Testament,
你看见, 特别在以色列人最黑暗的那个亚哈王的时期啊,
we see that the people of Israel under the king of Ahab,
以色列百姓中间出现一个先知,
there was a prophet that came out of Israel.
那个整个国家都是黑暗,
the whole country was in darkness.
整个制度都是死的,
all the policy was dead.
以赛亚, 以利亚一出来的时候啊,
but when Elijah came out,
到处都充满生命,
it all filled with life.
啊, 他的接续的那个以利沙也是一样, 到哪里生命就到哪里,
similarly for Elijah, every place he goes, there's life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要做一个活的基督徒,
we need to be a living Christian.
啊, 你就不受这些制度啊, 这些方法的这个控制,
we will not be controlled by these methods and policies.
并且呢, 你到哪里, 生命就到哪里,
so wherever you go, the life will go there.
哇, 这是神要祝福的, 对不对?
This is what God wants to bless.
啊, 你不需要求什么, 神的祝福一定临到,
you don't need to ask for anything. The blessing will come
就是,
to you.
我们的敬拜也在, 也是在活的光景中,
similarly, we worship in the same situation.
不是要在一定的形式的里面,
we are not limited in certain traditions.
啊, 有人告诉我们, 敬拜呢, 需要什么, 需要什么, 啊,
and some people say we need this and that for worship.
有个姊妹告诉我, 我们敬拜的时候一定要有个电子琴, 没电子琴不会敬拜。
A sister tell me we must have a synthesizer, otherwise we cannot worship.
这个神明明告诉我们, 主耶稣告诉我们, 如今敬拜不在耶路撒冷, 不在山上, 在灵和真实的里面, 对不对?
God tells us, today we worship not in Jerusalem or the mountain, but in spirit and truth.
啊, 是不是有些年轻人, 没有吉他就不会敬拜?
Maybe some young people, if you don't have a guitar, we cannot worship.
弟兄姊妹不在这个形式的里面,
we're not under this particular mode.
敬拜是最自然的一件事情,
worship should be a natural thing.
啊, 我有的时候不太喜欢, 对不起, 我不知道你们这里是不是这样啊。
Sometimes I don't like it. I don't know if you have the same thing.
有时候我们唱歌说, 哦, 我们现在是 worship time.
And we was called, this is the worship time.
那等一下是什么 time 呢?
What's the time later on?
啊, 你 worship time 完了, 下面就没有了,
after your worship time there's no more time left.
不, 弟兄姊妹们, 如果你是活在生命的里面,
no, when you live in a life, living life,
你无论到哪里都是个敬拜,
wherever you go, that's a worship.
啊, 你在家里面也是敬拜,
in your family, it's
你是上班时候也是敬拜,
worship. When you're going to work, it's a worship.
你开车时候也是敬拜,
when you're driving, you can worship.
任何时候都是敬拜,
and you can worship in all the time.
因为神造我们这个人就是为了敬拜,
because God had created us to worship.
啊, 不是说那个时候敬拜, 那个时候就不敬拜,
not only that time we worship, but this time we don't.
所以不在形式的里面,
so we are not under another
乃是一种的自然, 一种不做作的一种情况,
it's something that's very natural.
那你就必须知道如何要活在鱼的生命的里面,
so we need to know how to live a life like a fish.
今天呢, 我们知道撒旦手中所握的最大的权势就是死亡,
we know the something that Satan hold on to is death.
啊, 他就是要把我们弄死,
he wants to put us in the death situation.
哎, 他知道你啊, 将来上天堂, 他是, 他是不能阻止你了, 对不对?
He knows that if you go to heaven, he cannot stop you anymore.
但是他可以把你弄成个像鳝鱼一样的, 这个, 不死不活的基督徒,
and he can make you like a eel, it's like, look like you're alive but you're dead.
所以你看有些基督徒就是这样给他弄得这个不死不活的, 对吧?
So we are sometimes in that kind of situation.
不, 弟兄姊妹们,
no,
我们里面有个新的生命,
we have a new life within us.
我们是一个复活的生命,
we have a life of resurrection, a life of victory.
是不受死亡所限制的,
we are not limited by death.
啊, 你看主耶稣在地上的时候,
so when our Lord Jesus Christ is on this earth, he has a life of resurrection.
他到哪里, 生命就到哪里,
wherever he goes, he has life.
今天, 神的儿女应该是这样,
today is similar for the children of God.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 不仅是鱼的生命, 啊,
not only we have the life of a fish,
也是鸟的生命,
also a life of a bird.
啊, 我们看见这个空中的飞鸟,
we see the birds in the air.
有时候我们觉得, 哎呀, 好美丽啊,
and it's very beautiful.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 这个鸟代表着属天的生命,
but it says, this represents the life of heaven.
它有一种的优雅,
there's some very pretty about it.
哦，我很喜欢看那个鸟飞翔啊，鸟飞的时候你看着，这是那个姿态多么美丽啊。
I like to see the birds fly because the shape is so pretty.
虽然我们造的飞机也蛮不错的。
Even though the airplane we made is pretty good looking.
但是无论怎么样，跟那个鸟一比就觉得很笨拙。
But when you compare to the birds, it's so.
你看神所造的跟鸟飞翔起来是多么好看啊。
But we can see the birds when they fly, so pretty.
并且每一次，尤其我们看见那个大鹰的飞在空中的时候，真是超越啊，心里面很向往，对吧？
Especially like eagles, we admire it.
所以圣经也用这个形容，有的圣徒们他们在基督丰盛的生命里面就如鹰展翅上腾啊，哇，这是特别好的形容啊。
So, that would be a description used in the Bible that we will soar like eagle.
这属天的生命是地不能控制住的。
And this heavenly life cannot be controlled by the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你有被地控制住吗
？Brother and sister, are you controlled by the earth?
所以他们在西方的弟兄姊妹讲说，有的基督徒啊，从鹰呢变成火鸡了。
So the Westerners said that we from eagle we become turkey.
这个 turkey 很笨的，这个怎么飞不上去，对不对
？Turkey looks very dumb. They cannot fly.
啊，这个鹰啊，你看多么神奇啊
！But the eagle they are so strong.
不仅他们超越弟兄姊妹们，并且呢，那个鸟飞的速度都是很快的。
Not only they can soar, but they fly very fast.
所以他这个形容啊，我们在主里面所得着这个属天的生命。
So this description is that we can receive the heavenly life. 它是
个优雅超越，并且非常迅速的一个生命。
And it can soar beyond, and it's very fast.
你不要以为说啊，有些弟兄姊妹要多么属灵、多么老练才能经历这个。不，有的刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹就经历这个。
You don't need to think that only an experienced Christian can experience that, but some new Christian can also experience that.
我举例子，讲给你们听。
Let me give you an example.
我们呢有一个刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄。
We have a newly converted Christian.
啊，他在前不久的时候呢，他失业。
Not too long ago, he lost his job.
那开头我们心里面为他呢有点担忧啊。
We were kind of worried in the beginning for him.
怕他刚刚信主的那一下就失业了啊，信心遭受打击了，对吧
？He just became a Christian, and then he lost his job. It will be a shock to him.
哪里晓得有一天呢，我们去参加一个分区的聚会的时候啊
？But one time when we have a small group Bible study,
请他领诗歌。
We asked him to lead the song.
他一上讲台，他就说哈。
When he came to the podium, he said.
这几天啊，我在主面前寻求的时候啊。
Since in these few days when I was seeking,
他说主给我几首喜乐的诗歌。
God gave me a few joyful songs.
今天晚上让我们来唱这些喜乐的诗歌。
So today let us sing this joyful song.
哇，就怎么坐在底下啊，很受感动啊。
And I was so moved when I was sitting down there.
哇，马上看见这讲台上一只鹰呢。
And I saw this eagle on this podium.
哇，多么的优雅，你看看。
It looks so good.
我们基督徒跟世人不一样。
Christians are different than the world.
哇，世人呢，如果失业了，忧愁的不得了，对不对
？The world when they lost their job, they will look so sad.
啊，脸上都没有笑容了。
There will be no smile in their face.
但是我们的弟兄啊，非常的这个超越。
And our brother has saw through all those.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神就祝福他。
God bless him.
就再过两个礼拜。
So after 2 weeks.
他跑来跟我讲，孙弟兄啊。
He came and said, "Brother Sun, I have this big company wants me." He gave me 2 positions to choose from.
弟兄姊妹多好啊
So good.
所以你看，这刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，他就经历主耶稣基督的这个生命在他里面所有的超越。
So a new Christian, he can experience this soaring life.
地上的事物不能捆住
the things of this earth.
主耶稣基督的生命。
Cannot bound the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天这个生命已经在我们里面。
And today this life is within us.
所以神喜欢他的儿女呢，能活得非常的优雅。
So God wants His children to be able to live that kind of life.
啊，如果你不在这个生命里面呢
？But if you're not in this kind of life,
你想优雅，优雅不起来的。
Then you cannot pretend that.
啊，我们的主耶稣曾经在水面上行走，你看多好啊！
And we saw our Lord Jesus Christ walking on the water, so good.
有姊妹，那是何等的生命
What kind of what a life is?
但今天这个生命已经在你里面。
But this life is already in you.
你要活出这个生命来。
You want to live that life.
啊，我再举个例子给你们听。
Let me give you another example.
有另外一个聚会里面的一个姊妹啊。
There's a sister from another church.
我后来听说有人告诉我说她得癌症。
And she had cancer.
啊，我就有点关心她。
And I was concerned about it.
很久没见到她。
I have not seen her for a long time.
所以我就打电话给她。
So I call her.
我一打电话给他,
so when I call her,
那个姊妹就拿起电话说, 哎呀, 孙弟兄, 哎呀, 她说, 你不需要打电话给我了, 你要打电话给我干嘛?
And she said, you don't, brother son, you don't need to call me. Why are you calling me?
她说我这个是小毛病,
it's just a little sickness, that's all.
啊, 我一听小毛病, 我听错了。
And I thought, did I hear it wrong?
我说你不是得癌症吗?
I said, didn't you have cancer?
他说是癌症的。
I said, yeah, that's cancer.
那我说癌症怎么是小毛病呢?
So how can cancer be a small sickness?
他说我最近非常喜乐。
I said, I was very joyful lately.
弟兄姊妹都爱我。
God loved me and brothers and sisters loved me.
弟兄姊妹们，我在电话这头，我里面就很受感动。
And I was very moved from this side of the conversation.
神的儿女。
This is the children of God.
如鹰一样的生命。
Soar like eagle.
地上的这些困苦艰难呢，弟兄姊妹们不能困住有主耶稣基督生命的人。
The things of this earth cannot bind those who have life of Christ.
所以难怪当初啊，神创造万有的时候。
So that God, when He created all things,
神创造到鱼、创造到鸟的时候呢，神就特别祝福他们。
So when God created fish and the birds, God blessed them.
因为神喜悦这种生命的表现。
Because God liked this kind of life.
所以在教会中, 我每个弟兄姊妹都应该是鱼, 每个弟兄姊妹都应该是鸟, 对吧?
In the church, all Christians should be like a fish and a bird.
如果我们多多表现鱼和鸟的生命的特性,
the more of the life of a fish and a bird in us,
弟兄姊妹, 你不需要求祝福的,
you do not need to ask for blessing.
神的祝福自然就临到,
and God will naturally bless you.
啊, 因为神看着, 不仅看着是好的, 神还要把祝福加上去。
God will not only see that it's good, but He will add blessing to it.
所以我们晓得在基督里今天蒙祝福的第一个条件就是生命。
So we know that the first condition to receive the blessing is Christ.
要活出鱼和鸟的生命。
We need to live the life of birds and the fish.
或者说活出鱼和鸟的特性。
To live the special characteristic of the birds and the fish.
哪里有这种生命的特性在哪里，哪里就满了神的祝福。
Wherever we can have that characteristic, there will be blessing.
到几点钟啊？十二点。
Okay, I need to speak quickly now.
第二个点啊。The
second point.
我们看见神在创世纪里面所有的祝福。We
can see all the blessing in Genesis.
就是第27节那里所说的。In
verse 27 it said,
那里说神就照着他的形象造男造女。
That God had created the man and woman in his image.
那这句话呢, 既简单又清楚。
This is very simple but very clear.
告诉我们说, 人是为着基督而创造。
That we were created for Christ's sake.
神的目的非常的简单。
The purpose is very simple.
我们晓得神建立教会的
And we know that to create up the church is more for the Christ also. So we need to understand this simple purpose of God. God is really very simple. His goal is very simple and clear. And sometimes we make it so complicated of His purpose. And sometimes we don't know why we become a Christian.
建立教会更不知道为什么。
And we don't know why we create this church.
好像教会建立起来了，都是有的为着慈善事业，为着这个宗教活动，为着那许多东西去。
I thought we build a church for doing good, for all these other things.
弟兄姊妹们，不，神造我们的目的是为着主，为着基督。
Not so, brothers and sisters. God created us is for Christ's sake.
神建造教会的目的也是为着基督。
He built up the church is also for Christ's sake.
所以什么时候我们有这个专一的目的, 为着主自己,
and so when we can focus this
教会作为见证基督的唯一器皿,
that the church become the instrument for God.
弟兄姊妹们, 神的恩典祝福就自然临到,
then the blessing will naturally come to us.
我常常生出一个感觉啊,
and sometimes I have a feeling inside of me.
作为基督徒啊,
to become a Christian.
我们要简单的变成不简单,
and we need to become from simple to become complicated.
今天地上的这个教会已经被弄得非常的复杂。
And today the church has become so complicated. And so when we need to follow Christ, and there are so many choices,
whether
to do this, do that, or this way.
哎呀,
we become like a caterpillar.
有时候不知道哪个脚先走才好。
And do not know which one, which leg to use first.
所以结果都不会走路。
Then we don't know how to.
其实回到神的话语里面,
but when we come back to the Word of God,
我们看见他的目的很简单,
and God shows us that His purpose is very simple.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们坚持我们是属于主的,
we said that we belong to God and God belongs to us.
我们知道使徒保罗在他蒙恩得救之后,
we know that Apostle Paul, after he was saved,
我们看见他整个的生活呢, 忽然之间呢, 被简单化, 专一化, 对不对?
All of a sudden his life becomes so simple and focused.
他里面只有基督,
he only had Christ.
除了基督之外,
beyond Christ, there's nothing he was interested in.
在这个之前,他在犹太教里面说,那很复杂的。
And before that, when he was in Judaism, it was very complicated.
所以保罗到后来认识主耶稣基督之后啊,
so later on, when Paul know Christ,
他说丢弃万事如同粪土啊,
he put aside all things like rubbish.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 你不要以为说保罗丢弃的那些粪土啊, 真是你眼中的粪土, 不, 有很多都是我们的宝贝。
And don't think that those rubbish to Paul is rubbish, but to us sometimes very precious.
保罗所说的粪土啊, 我们家里面恐怕一大堆的。
But what he referred to as rubbish, maybe we have so much of those in our house. We precious those things.
弟兄姊妹,
that means that you don't really fully understand Christ.
我们蒙恩得救之后,
after we were saved,
神就是要开我们的眼睛,
God wants to open up our eyes.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面呢, 就是为着神百姓的眼睛得开祷告。
So Paul was praying for the Ephesians, for their eyes to be opened.
因为神在这个 宇宙中间没有很多的目的, 它只有一个目的。
So there's not a lot of purpose in this world, but only one.
所以在教会的侍奉上, 我们也应当是非常的专一。
So in the ministry of the church, we need to be focused also.
我们要坚持说教会的建立, 那是为着主自己的。
We need to stand firm that the building of the church is for Christ himself.
教会在这里所做一切的事物, 都是为着见证主自己。
All these things we're doing is to witness for Christ.
除了这个目的之外, 没有别的目的。
Apart from this, there's no other purpose.
教会的讲台不是学术发表的, 这个讲台, 对吧?
The pulpit is not for a place to give our ideas.
教会的讲台更不是表演什么舞台的, 不是。
It's not something that we will have a demonstration.
教会的讲台是专于讲述主耶稣基督的。
The purpose to talk about our Lord Jesus Christ.
我每个弟兄姊妹侍奉都是这样, 我们只有一个目的, 要叫主得荣耀。
All our ministry is similarly is to glorify God.
我们应该像保罗一样说, 无论是生是死, 总叫基督在我身上怎么样, 照常显大。
We should be like Paul, that regardless if we're alive or death, that the glory of God can be revealed within us.
所以他下面说, 我活着就是基督。
So he said that when I live, it's Christ.
我死了才有益处。
And it's beneficial for me to die.
弟兄姊妹, 你如果活着不是基督, 死了也没益处,
if you don't live for Christ, when you die, there's no benefit.
所以今天你基督还没活出来, 你对主说, 我还不能死啊, 我基督还没活出来。
So if you cannot live out Christ, then you can tell God you can't die yet.
不然死了就没益处了, 对不对啊?
Because if you die, there's no benefit.
主还把机会量给我们,
so God will give us
opportunity.
So we all have to live out Christ.
我们讲过, 神祝福最大的条件, 因为在于神的喜悦,
we always said that the condition for the blessing is what God will like.
神的喜悦, 那是在他儿子耶稣基督的身上。
And he loved is in Christ Jesus.
所以在这里第二个条件,
so here there's a second condition here,
讲到专一,
to be focused.
我还有两分钟讲最后一个点,
I have 2 minutes to finish this point.
第三个点,
the third point,
就讲到这个安息,
as the resting.
我们知道神创造第七天的时候, 安息。
We know on the seventh day he rested after he created all things.
这个安息也是得神祝福的一个重要条件。
And the resting is also a condition that we need to have.
我们的主被称作是安息的主。
Our Lord would say he's the God of rest.
你看主耶稣在肉身中的时候, 他一再地显出, 不管环境怎么样的改变, 他的里面充满了安息。
Regardless of the situation, our Lord Jesus always had that rest within him. Today in the lives of the church, we know that unity is important for us.
Peace is important for us.
But the peace is coming from the inward body. If you don't have rest in you, how can you have peace?
你里面没有安息，哪里来的和谐呢？
If you don't have this rest, how can you have that peace?
所以因此在以弗所书第二章告诉我们,
So in Ephesians chapter 2 it tells us,
教会的生活里面,主耶稣基督是我们的和谐。
That in church, that our Lord Jesus Christ is our peace.
这个和谐呢,弟兄姊妹们, 说出我们深处因着对神的依赖而产生的那个安息。
And this has taught us that about the dependency we need to have on that.
实在来说,
and if we talk about this,
血气是绝对没有安息,
there's no peace in the flesh. If you truly have rest, you will not be in the flesh.
我们的血气里面我们有嫉妒,我们有自高,我们有自卑,有自私,对不对?
In our flesh, there is this conflict, there is this selfishness, the envy, the jealousy. To live in that kind of situation, how can we have peace in the church? So we need to have peace.
你要知道在神的家最大的记号就是安息。
The sign of the church is that rest.
弟兄姊妹,一进到聚会的里面,我们一在一起的时候,应该就显出什么? 一片的安息,
when we come to the church, we need to reveal that rest within us.
这样就有和谐,
then we will have peace.
那就有神家的实际,
then we'll have the reality of the church.
神在我们中间也得安息,
God will have rest among us.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们很多时候为什么失去这个安息?
Brothers and sisters, why do we lose that rest?
就是我们这个人的肉体喜欢做工,
because our flesh needs to work, want to work.
拼命做, 其实不是。
We want to do a lot of things, but it's not.
神没有叫我们懒惰,
God did not want us to be lazy.
但是我们不是用肉体在这里服侍我们的主,
but we do not use our flesh to serve our God.
所以侍奉主要脱离血气的生活,
so to serve God, we need to put aside our flesh.
活在主的安息中,
to live, dwell within His rest.
因为你看见什么呢? 造物的工的神已经完成了,
because we see that the work of God is completed.
神的工神自己负责任了,
God will take the responsibility of His work.
啊, 这真是一个很重要的看见,
it's a very important
你有这样的看见,
revelation. If you have that, you will have rest.
啊, 我想我没时间举例子,
I don't think I have time to give you some examples.
这个和谐呢,
this peace,
另外一面也说出它是一个平衡的, 非常平衡的,
it's very balanced.
啊, 不走极端,
do not go to any extreme.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹们, 今天呢, so, 哪里有主耶稣基督生命的安息在那里?
Brother and sister, where there is the life of Christ?
神的儿女活在主耶稣基督的这个安息的里面,
the children of God will dwell within that rest.
那里就满了神的祝福,
then there will be blessing from God.
而且神要与他们同在,
and God will be with them.
神不喜欢住在那个吵吵杂杂的地方,
God does not like to live in a noisy place.
啊, 神喜欢住在安息的里面,
He wants to dwell in a resting place.
啊, 这是神的家,
and this is the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,今天早晨呢,我们从创世纪这个第一章里面可以看见,当神创造七天的时候呢,神已经在那里告诉我们什么样的光景能够引进神的祝福。
So when we see from Genesis, God created all these things, in this situation, God already told us.
啊, 我们简单的讲一下就是生命,
simply speaking, there's life,
专一,
focus,
和谐,
and peace.
弟兄姊妹们,
and then you will have the blessing of God.
这个不仅在整个教会,
this can apply to our personal life, not just from the church.
啊, 愿主用这些话, 把真正的祝福带给我们每个弟兄姊妹,
may God will bring us blessing through these words.
也带给这里的聚会,
and bring it to this great meeting. Let's bow our head and pray.
我们的神, 我们的父亲, 我们满心地感谢你。
Now Lord our God, we want to praise you and thank you.
你不仅在你儿子耶稣基督里面拣选我们救赎我们。
You have chosen us and redeemed us in your Son, Lord Jesus Christ. In Him, you will give us all the blessings. Let us understand how you can give us those blessings. So that we can dwell within your Son, Jesus Christ. To have all His riches.
父亲啊,
oh Father. May you bless the children of yours. Because we will listen to your words and be obedient of your requirement. Not only we will have blessings, and we can bring the blessing to others also. We thank you are among us today. We will want to give you all the worship. Listen to our prayer. It's by the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.